Hello, everyone. This is Benevolent Heretic at AboveTopSecret.com in the Skeptical Review 17. And the reason we keep answering this is because I think, for me, controversy is what I am all about. I love controversy, whether it's about, you know, racism or religion or politics or homosexuality. If it's controversial, I'm there. I love to input my side, my thoughts, and I love to hear what other people have to say. It's like mind expanding. If it was just all about, you know, happy days, there's nothing to stretch there. And I love to stretch my mind and my thoughts and, you know, see the other side and think, oh, maybe. I wanted to say that I am an asshole too. I'm sure some people know it. And I'm also sure many people don't here on the board. But I think it, like a spiritual soul or a precious soul that is part of all of us, there is also the potential to be a downright asshole. And I think some people just go there and some people just kind of stay away from it. But for the most part, I stay away from it. And sometimes, you know, like Magic says, it's just so tempting, so provocative. It's just so easy to buy into it that I think we all go there sometimes. Some go there easier than others, and some prefer to be there. Let's see, Skeptic Overlord. I see your point on the two different forms or quantitative types of bigotry or hatred or racism, whatever the subject is. I'm not really sure. They're slightly different. But, you know, I see your point about the hatred of the white supremacists and the really active haters. And that's what I think I was talking about before, those who wish to incite action. Because that's where the line is drawn for me. Because where else are you going to draw the line? I mean, we have the right to hate, and we have the right to even try to convince other people to hate, to raise our children to hate. And there comes a point when it's too much. And, you know, we all have our line where that becomes too much, but what is it for you? Is it the action? Because if, as far as I'm concerned, they can have their meetings and, you know, get all whooped up and paint their faces or whatever they do, I don't know. And, you know, just have a big old party about how much they hate anybody that's not white. But as, when it gets to the point where they take an action, that's when it's gone too far as I'm concerned. Like you said, the continuum or the, I forget what word you used, but there are extremes. They have to maintain extreme to maintain the continuum. I have started a thread on what Morgan Freeman said about racism. It's thread number 187148. I started yesterday, I think. But this is a very interesting idea, and I love this, and I've been thinking along these lines for a while now. And Bill Cosby, I think, kind of had some of the same stuff to say. Now Morgan Freeman's going to get a whole, this is already a explicit podcast, so I'm going to say he's going to get a whole shitload of trouble about saying this. Maybe he already is. He says he doesn't want a Black History Month. Black history is American history. You know, why relegate Black history to a month? That's just separatist. And he says, I'm going to stop calling you a white man, and I'm going to ask you to stop calling me a Black man. And I just love that. I mean, wouldn't that be the answer? But as long as we say we have to have so many Black people in colleges, and we have to have these quotas met, and you have to have so many Black people, and Black this and Black that, and Black History Month and Black Week and Black power and Black this and that, or any other group. You know, when's Jewish History Month? You know, there is none. So as long as we separate them out and say, this is for the Black people, that's racist. And it encourages racism and separatism. Okay. One of the reasons that I talk about this white supremacy as, you know, the same thing as religion or, you know, kind of like that, is that they claim, you know, it's a Hitler type of Christianity. they claim to have religious roots and beliefs. You know, they have a reason. It is a religion for these people. And religion, the basic driving force of religion, knowing one is right, you know, and knowing that you have God, the Creator, on your side, gives them a license in their minds to just do anything because it's God's will. And, you know, that's when it becomes really scary for me. So, come on, Springer. Let's get this thing rolling. It looks like it's already rolling. Anyway, that's all for now. Thanks for listening.